Hello guys, I'm going to be doing SCP. The classes of SCP. Right now I'm not going to do the combined classes, but I'm going to do the five classes of SCP that are normally known. They are Safe, Illuquid, Keter, and Apollyon. Safe are the things which are safe. SCPs, it's obvious. I can give you two examples. One is that SCP-999, the tickle monster something. And then there is one SCP called the iPods. They're scariest. Scary. They're scary, man. Then Illuquid. I think this is going to be a short podcast. Okay. Then Illuquid. Illuquid are like SCPs which are little hard to contain and need more resources to contain. So they are mostly kept in tight locked cells. Well, there is a Illuquid. I can give you one. It's like everyone's favorite SCP. SCP-173. The peanut. No. And even the shy guy, SCP-096, is the, yes, he's also a Illuquid. And then even the doctor, the plague doctor, he always demands animals for his surgeries, boy. He needs surgeries. And then we have Keter. Do you know the meaning of Keter? Keter was actually named, did you know a fact about Keter, that Keter was actually a doctor, Dr. Keter. He was killed by the first SCP. The SCP-001 are many SCPs. They're a collection of SCPs. One of them is the, you might realize this if you are a Dead by Daylight fan, is called Demogorgon. Yes, he was the SCP. He can open portals and everything. And when he was killed by that SCP, they named Keter after him. So Keter is basically the classes which are very hard to contain, like the shy guy and the peanut, SCP-173. That's why I got a little confused, because they, the shy guy and the peanut, are actually Illuquid plus Keter. So yeah. Then we have Thaumiel. I think that's probably the rarest class in the four SCPs classes. Thaumiel classes are classes which like help the SCP Foundation. Let's see, for example, there is SCP-079. Here, I forgot his name. Kale something. He's a god. He uses his, like, mortal god. He uses his power to help the Foundation. And many more. Right now, I think there are only two. But there is one future thought type thing. I forgot it. It touches the humans and They die, that's it. He touched them, he die. He's still a baby now, but maybe if he grows up, the Foundation can recruit him for Thaumiel classes, but if he resists us, they can kill him in one shot. Doesn't matter. And then, there's also one girl who never stops growing. She's very strong and has very regenerative powers, just like Kale. And then the last class, finally, Apollyon. The Apollyon class has literally one SCP. It's called SCP-001. Said you there's a collection. When Day Breaks. That's the scariest thing. Now, I have seen some videos, but my favorite one is when SCP-001 SCP-001 When Day Breaks by the Dr. Bob. Please check out his channel. He gives very nice SCPs documentaries. I always see it's there's a part in the end, you have to see that. And Daybreaks is like, I'll just a little spoil it for you. Daybreaks is like a possible outcome of the world when sun gets hot too much and people turn like candle wax type thing, and then you have to stay covered, all covered. Even one part of your skin, if it's touching the light of the sun, then you will be melting. Yes. So it's better to stay underground. So that's it for today, guys. Bye bye. Oh, never mind. Wait a second. I also forgot to add, Apollyon is the class which can never be contained. So yeah. Bye then.